This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 798, Brain Training Activity for IELTS Parallel Expressions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Today, we take it out of the classroom and teach you one fantastic activity you can do right away to improve your listening skills regarding parallel expressions. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Hey, Jessica, I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. What is on my plate for today? What is happening? Well, I already took the dogs for a run. As you guys know, listeners out there, if you have been listening lately, we got a puppy. Her name is Dixie. And she's learning how to run with Ozzy and I. And it's very funny because her legs are much shorter. She's a little dog. And whenever we go for walks, her puppy energy is like pushing her ahead of us all the time, while Ozzy is like old man energy and he just rambles along next to me. But when we run, it's the opposite because her legs are so short. So Ozzy and I are up ahead and she's like trailing behind trying to keep up. It's an adorable process, and I am absolutely adoring getting to know this new little creature.
I love it. I never had a pet growing up. We lived on a farm and we had so many animals. We had chickens and goats, sheep, cats, dogs, lots of cats and dogs, but like they weren't allowed in the house. They were all basically wild, like feral. You would never pet them. They'd probably bite you or scratch you. So growing up, animals were very different, and I'm sort of just trying to get used to, the idea of maybe having a pet someday because my kids would love it.
Of course they would. Kids love like puppies and having little pets and stuff around.
My next door neighbors have two little dogs, little tiny Shih Tzus, and my daughter sometimes will just let herself into their house to play with their dogs.
Oh my gosh.
I said, you're going to have to start locking your front door to keep her out. She's only 5 and she knows that's where the dogs are.
That is so funny. First of all, it's awesome that you and your neighbors are so close that your daughter can just walk in there.
They're amazing.
Secondly, like little dogs, like little Shih Tzus are super cute. Just any little dogs that can fit like on a little kid's lap and like sleep with them and stuff is... It's just one of the most like precious images in the world. I can't get over it.
We call them forever puppies. Did you see that movie Boss Baby with the forever puppies?
Oh my gosh, I love Boss Baby. And the whole like Boss Baby series on Netflix.
It's so good.
So funny. Oh my God. Okay, before we start geeking out too much on funny stuff that kids and adults could also watch, let's get into today's episode. So guys, this is cool. Today's episode is something we've never done before on this show. And to be totally honest with you guys, this is one of the reasons why I personally was so excited about having Aubrey on the team. Because before we even told Aubrey that she was on the team, before she even knew, she took the time, her own time, to send me an email with all these ideas of like different directions we could take the show and the YouTube channel. And this is one of those ideas that really caught my eye. So teaching you guys activities, learning activities, stuff that we might do in a classroom with students, but bringing you guys these activities on the show so you can do this in your own time. So this is something we're gonna do today. We're going to explain the activity to you, why it's important, how it's going to help you on the exam. And then we're actually going to demonstrate how to do this activity. So this is like exactly something that you would expect to get in a really good IELTS class. And that's what today's show is. It's so cool. Okay. So what are we learning about today, Aubrey?
Yes. So when I first did the listening portion of the exam, I hadn't done any modules. I hadn't looked into the exam enough. And I'm just going through thinking this is going to be no problem. And I hit, I was kind of keeping an eye out for the keywords, but I hit a parallel expression and I missed it. And so then I'm continuing, and I start looking back because I'm thinking it's got to be here by now. And I missed the next two keywords. And so I missed all those questions, and I finally caught up. And I thought, there's got to be a way that, you know, if I had known what the next keywords were, then I might have seen one of those and realized, oh, I missed one, and I need to get back on track.
Yeah, totally. So this is often the reason why students miss answers on the listening test, because they miss one. And as they're still listening for that one, more answers are coming and they just miss a whole bunch in a row before they can get back on track. And this is something that Three Keys does train you for, guys, in the course. We do train you in these listening skills, what to listen for, how you can practice this. So all of these strategies are in the course as well. But today you're going to get this little window into something you can do today to actually practice this. And another thing I like about this activity we're going to teach you is that you can do this with a partner. So guys, even if you don't have a partner physically with you in the room, you can do this with a study partner on Skype too. I think this would be an awesome idea for all you Three Keys students out there that have formed study groups in our Facebook group. Like, this is something you guys could do together besides just practicing speaking. So, okay, I love this for so many reasons. Yes. All right. So I'm going to explain the steps to this activity, guys. And then don't worry if it sounds maybe a little confusing or you're not quite sure, because we are going to demonstrate how it's done after that. Okay. So the first partner, let's say partner A will choose a paragraph. Try to get a
Sorry.
That was a phone call, guys.
My alarm to go pick my kids up from school went off. Oh. Luckily, my neighbor is picking them up, so we're okay. Sorry, everyone, for the interruption.
Disaster averted. Okay, so that's how important this stuff is, guys. That was the alarm to tell you you need to start taking notes. That's what that alarm was.
Take notes now.
Okay, partner A chooses a paragraph. Try to get something that's challenging, like choose a paragraph from a New York Times article or The Economist or Time Magazine. So get one paragraph and then go through and circle three words in that paragraph, okay? For the first word, just write down the word, the same word you see in the paragraph. For the next two words, write down parallel expressions for those words, okay? So that's the first step. Now, step two, partner A tells partner B these three words, right? The first word and the two parallel expressions. These are the words that partner B will listen for. So notice that the first word is the actual word from the passage, right? Because that happens on listening, guys. They're not all parallel expressions. Like, that would be way too hard. So the first word is what they're just gonna hear. And then the next two words are the parallel expressions for words they're going to hear, all right? So this is so cool because it mimics exactly what happens on the exam. And then partner B has this list of words in their mind. So this is training that aspect Aubrey is talking about, keeping the next keywords in mind while you listen, holding these things in your mind so you don't miss anything. So that's what this is training for. It's a very specific skill. And then the next step, guys, partner A reads the paragraph out loud, okay? When partner B hears a word or a parallel expression for one of those three words, they yell, "Stop!" And then partner A tells them if they're correct or not. It's super fun. This is an awesome activity.
Yes, I'm excited to do it with you. So coming up in just a second, Jessica and I will show you an example of how this activity can work.
Hello, everyone. If you think you are wasting your time preparing for IELTS, or if you're wasting time on the exam, we have the web class for you, November 23rd and 25th. We are going to talk all about timing mistakes in your preparation and on test day. So much amazing information in this web class. Guys, Grab your spot for November 23rd or 25th. Go to allearsenglish.com/save time. Awesome. Okay. And we are back. Ooh, I just clapped. That is like
that was very teachery of you.
I know. I get so excited about teaching and activities. That's right? Like podcasting 101. Don't clap into the mic. Clap. Oh my gosh.
Okay, always Jessica, learning. Are you ready? Okay. I am going to give you your three keywords or parallel expressions that you're going to be listening for. Ready? Cool.
I'm ready.
The first one is giant.
Okay.
Second, mom and dad.
Got it.
Third, machines.
Cool. Noted. Okay, I'm ready to listen to you reading the paragraph.
Okay, here we go. The wind turbines towered above, three giant arms slowly waving. Nice, you got it.
Giant, I heard giant.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Keep listening. They had seemed so small from a distance, but as the car slowly crept closer, they became enormous. Liam asked if we could see them. Jack glanced up at his parents, wondering how they would...
Stop. Okay. Is parents the parallel expression for mom and dad?
Yes. Excellent. Woo-hoo! So you caught it. Good. So you would write parents in your blank on the test, right? Nice job. Okay.
Perfect.
I'll keep going. Moments before, his father had pointed out the turbines. Evidently, Liam, only 4 years old, thought they were alive or maybe giant robots.
Stop! Is robots a parallel expression for machines?
Yes, excellent job. And that was a hard one. Robots, machines, but definitely a parallel expression.
Okay, super cool. So this trains your brain in so many aspects, right? Listening for specific things, because similar to reading, guys, you can't like listen and think about every single word you're hearing. Like that's impossible. You need to train your brain to focus on keywords from the question. So these keywords, if this were something from the exam, these keywords would be in the question. And that's what you're listening for because you know the answer you need is near those words. So the keywords you hear, those parallel expressions, those are red flags for, okay, start listening super close because the answer is coming.
Yes. And you may have noticed when you were listening that it also had in there the word enormous. So if you missed giant and then along came enormous, you might be looking for the answer right there. So look closely, because if you had missed giant, you might get that wrong. So it's good, I think, as well, right? To look for the actual word, make sure, and then, like we say, read closely the line around it. Make sure that you're getting the meaning and getting those right.
So, yeah, let's separate the listening and the reading here. So far we've been training, this activity is to train our brains for listening for keywords, but that's also a good point that for reading, we can also do this for reading. You could choose a paragraph.
Yeah, I was thinking of it for both, really, but you're right. With this particular activity where you're hearing it out loud, that's more training you for the listening. But I jumped in my mind to reading and I'm thinking, oh yeah, you could use this as well. You're right.
Yeah, totally.
Separate that so that you don't get confused, but you could definitely use this activity as well. Just find a chunk of text and give yourself or have a partner give you the three words to look for in the text.
Exactly. And guys, you could take this a step further and actually write your own questions based on the text. And as like, oh, this kind of makes me like miss classroom teaching. This is one of the best ways that students can learn about the IELTS exam is if they practice writing their own questions. So guys, again, like these are activities that you can do with a partner. And this is awesome for training your brain for these different IELTS skills. So definitely listen to today's episode a couple times, guys, to make this activity clear, and then try it with a partner. And I would love to hear how this experience goes, guys. Come back to the blog. This is episode 798. Leave a comment on this blog, on this episode, guys, and tell me how this activity went for you. And finally, oh my gosh, if you have not got a spot for the web class. It's coming up soon, guys. November 23rd and 25th. Super, super soon. Aubrey and I are doing an amazing web class that you cannot miss. This is the best web class that Lindsay and I did all of last year regarding IELTS. Like, that's why I'm doing it again with Aubrey, because it is so beneficial. And you know what? It's free. It's live. Yes. We're not recording it. So you, when you grab your spot, guys, make sure you put it in your calendar. Set an alarm for yourself. Like, we heard Aubrey's phone
like
earlier.
Mine.
Set an alarm for yourself.
I have to set alarms for everything.
I love it so much. So, guys, I cannot wait to see you in that web class November 23rd and 25th. Aubrey, where can students sign up for this web class if they have not already?
Yes, come sign up at allearsenglish.com/save time.
Perfect. All right, man. Thank you, Aubrey. This episode was so fun.
Yes, it was fun. I am excited to do more of these where we do some kind of fun activity or exercise or game that we also are using to practice and learn these strategies that we need to know. We need to be so familiar with them before we take the test.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's awesome. We're always learning and growing here at IELTS Energy. All right, Aubrey, enjoy the rest of your week, okay?
You too. See you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.